Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to the radio program of the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you receive a blessing from hearing a portion of the Word of God today. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet this morning at 10 o'clock for our regular Sunday school classes. And we have excellent teachers. We have a class for your child, for all ages, and we encourage you to come, to bring your Bible, and to listen to the lessons. We take our lessons directly from the Bible. Usually, teachers will go verse by verse, or they'll take a subject and teach a subject, and they use materials that are suitable for each age. And so you can feel free to bring your children and to the Sunday School of the Independence Baptist Church, knowing they'll hear the truth of the Word of God. Our regular worship service begins this morning at 11 o'clock, and you're, of course, invited to come to these services. And then at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we meet again for our prayer service, and then 4:30 begins our evening worship service. And so you're welcome to come to all of these services today. And then Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we have our midweek Bible study. And so we'd like for you to come, and we invite you to come knowing that if you thought for some time that you'd like to be in our services, well, don't you make it today. Come on into the house of God and worship Him in spirit and in truth. This morning, if you would take your Bibles and turn, please, to the book of John, chapter 6, and we'd like to read verse 37 as our text. That's the book of John, chapter 6, and verse 37. In this verse, the Bible says, and here, this is Jesus that's doing the talking, and He says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day." This is a very interesting passage of Scripture. I read John chapter 6, verse 37, 38, and verse 39. And so we'd like to look at the part of verse 37. Now, of course, this thought is integrated throughout all of these Scriptures. But in verse 37, the Bible said, and here is what Jesus said, remember, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me." What in the world does that mean? Now let's read it again, John chapter 6 and verse 37. Jesus is doing the talking, and he says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me." Now, We can see by this that there is at the very least those, and this is talking about people, that the Father has given unto Jesus Christ. But who is this talking about when it says all that the Father hath given me? Who is the all? And I believe there is a sense in which everything on this earth belongs to God. You know, the Bible says that God owns the cattle on a thousand hills. Well, you know, God even owns the hills, doesn't He? Because He's God. He's the omnipotent God. There is no one over God. God has created the heavens and the earth, and He did it all for His own glory and for His own honor. And so there is a sense in which everything on this earth has been or belongs to the Father, and that the Father has given all of these things unto the Son. But I don't believe that that is the strict meaning here of this passage, because the Bible continues in verse 37 and says, "Him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." And so He's talking here about a select group of people. He's not talking about every person upon the earth, but He's talking about a particular group of people. Who is it then? Well, let's read further in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, and we'll find here that There are people that God the Father has chosen to give to God the Son, who is Jesus Christ. Now, in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, the Bible said here in verse 3, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, the Bible said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." And so we find here that this is talking about a doctrine called election, or a doctrine that some people call choosing, or a doctrine that some people call predestination, or something of that order. And somebody would say, "Well, you know, I just don't like that doctrine." And you know, you can talk to folks and they say, "I don't like the doctrine of election. I don't like the doctrine of God's holy choosing." And you would ask them, "Why don't you like it?" The Bible has a lot to say about God choosing people. Why don't people like that? Why is it that there are people that would read in their Bibles what I just read to you in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4, when the Bible said that God had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world? Why is it that people don't like that? Do you suppose that it is because to believe in choosing would lower the position of mankind? Do you suppose that it might raise the position of God? To disbelieve what the Bible says about a holy choosing by God the Father is to disbelieve the Word of God, which is His Bible. Now, you know, I don't want to be accused of not believing what the Bible says. But you can see right here, it's written very plainly, that the Bible said in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, "According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world." And so we find here that God the Father has given unto the Son people that will never be cast out. Now, read with me in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, a very interesting enlightenment concerning the work of the Godhead, the work of the Trinity. The book of 1 Peter chapter 1, the Bible said in verse 1, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia." Now read what it says in verse 2. I'm reading in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2, the Bible says, "Elect, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace be multiplied." And so we find here that the three parts of the Trinity are mentioned. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2, the three parts of the Trinity are mentioned: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We find that each part of the Trinity plays a part of the salvation of a person. God the Father, you see, the Bible said, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father." And so that tells us that God chose us in him. That's like it says in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. And then the Bible tells us, through sanctification of the Spirit. And the word sanctification does not mean to get better and better, but the word sanctification means a setting aside. A setting aside by the Spirit of God. And so the Spirit of God sets aside those individuals chosen of God for a special dedicated work that Spirit of God will do in that heart. And then, the Bible says, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. And so, there must be redemption. and Jesus Christ a part of the Trinity. Jesus Christ came and shed His own blood on the cross of Calvary that sinners like you and I could be saved. And so what a marvelous truth we find here in this place. Now look, go back to the book of John chapter 6. And the Bible teaches us again in verse 37. The Bible said, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me." You know, that word is not maybe. And I'm putting emphasis here upon the word shall. The Bible does not say, "All that the Father giveth me may come to me." Doesn't say that, does it? The Bible doesn't say, "All that the Father gives to me, I hope they'll come to me." Doesn't say that either. But the Bible says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me." That's a very positive statement. All of those that God has, through His foreknowledge, has determined would come, they will come. Every one of them will come, and they will come willingly. Say, well, when will they come? They will come in time. God chose us before time. And in time, men, women, and boys and girls will come to Jesus Christ through the preaching of the Word of God, through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. You see, those people, they will come when they hear the gospel. They have the power to come, and they will come. In the book of John, chapter 1 and verse 12, talks about these people that come. John chapter 1 and verse 12. The Bible said, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." What a marvelous, wonderful truth this is. You see, God has given unto the Son, Jesus Christ, souls, and these souls will come. But there's another statement in the book of John chapter 6 and verse 37. The Bible said here in this place, "And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Isn't that marvelous? This is talking about the Bible doctrine of eternal security of the believer. You know, I found a lot of people that don't believe that doctrine either. They don't believe the doctrine of eternal security. But you know, I do. And the reason that I believe it is because that's what the Bible teaches. Certainly the Bible says, "And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Well, I'm glad that I'm saved eternally. You know, I was saved by the grace of God. You know what the word grace means? The word grace means that which is unmerited or undeserved. I didn't deserve salvation. Not at all. I wasn't saved because I was a good little boy. I wasn't saved because my daddy was saved. I wasn't saved because my mama was saved. Listen, I got this that'll really startle you. I wasn't saved because I went to a Baptist church. I was saved because God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Did you know that I have been received in Jesus Christ? The Bible tells me in the book of John, chapter 6 and verse 39, "And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which He hath given me, I should lose nothing." You see this little phrase, "hath given"? Did you know that's past tense? Not only did God the Father give to God the Son souls before the foundation of the world, but Jesus received them before the foundation of the world. I'm glad that when time came along, the Lord saved me by the preaching, by the power of the preaching of His own holy word. We see that our time has slipped away from us again today, and we appreciate you listening and invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Thank you now for listening.